Հանուն հոր եւ որդվո եւ հոգուին սրբո, ամեն.
Christmas in the Armenian Church lasts 8 days. It's an octave. It's octave, octave. It's 8 days long. And today is the 6th day of that. But the question then arises, if you were here for the gospel reading earlier today, the question arises, why does the Armenian Church read the resurrection of Lazarus on the 6th day of Christmas? At first glance, it looks like there's no connection between the two. Why would the church fathers say, we're going to remember resurrection of Lazarus, which usually we remember at the beginning of Holy Week and Easter? Why do we remember that during Christmas time? And the reason is, because at first glance, it looks very odd. You have death, and then you have life, because we also have the water. Why are these here? And in reality, they're both speaking the same spiritual language. Because in the church, in the language of the church, water originally was very bad. In the ancient world, it was chaos. It was corruption. It was the dwelling place of the enemy. And in the Bible, we see this often. It is the water that erases mankind from the surface of the earth. It is water where Job goes down into the sea and remains there for days. It is also where when Christ heals a man from demons and he puts the demons into pigs, they run off a cliff and back into the sea. It's where the demons return to, because that's where they come from. And if you remember, in the old church that we had, at the baptismal font, there was a painting of Christ's baptism, and in the water, there was a little man that was in the water, and some people on a fish. And people would ask, who is that? Why is he riding a fish in the water? And the reason is that's Satan, because Satan dwells in the waters. And so today, we remember Christ's baptism, when Christ comes to the River Jordan to be baptized. And we have this impression that Christ comes to this beautiful, serene place on the Jordan River. The skies open up, God the Father speaks, the Holy Spirit descends upon him, everyone's happy and joyous, and they all go home for dinner, and that's it. But in reality, the baptism of Christ is something much, much more crucial for our faith. Because what Christ is doing is he is entering Satan's kingdom, the waters. And he is now saying, this no longer belongs to you. This now belongs to me. And this water will no longer destroy mankind, but it shall now save mankind. This is what we celebrate today. When Christ enters the Jordan River, he is not purified by the water, but he purifies the water. It's not symbolic. It's a cosmic war that is raging for centuries, that he is now coming and destroying Satan little by little. And all the church fathers teach the same thing, that when Christ enters the waters, the powers that are in there are revealed and are defeated. They are scared. Because now their creator has entered the water. The enemy who has ruled through fear, through death, and through corruption is now forced to retreat. Now when we come to Lazarus and Christ stands before the tomb of Lazarus, he calls out to Lazarus and he tells him to come out. He tells death, you have no authority anymore. Likewise, during our baptisms, and then when he enters the water in his baptism, he says, you no longer have authority in this realm, because this realm now is mine. And each of us, when we are baptized, we participate in this invasion of Satan's kingdom. We participate in it. We are baptized not simply to be washed, but to be rescued and pulled out of enemy territory. That's what we do. This is why we bless water. In a little while, once we bless the water, everyone's going to take water home. And you take it home and you drink it, you cook with it. You may have plants that are dying that you will water with it. Some people will also sprinkle the holy water around their house. This is why we also do home blessings. Because when we do this, we declare that this home no longer belongs to Satan. It belongs to Christ, who reigns in this house eternally. This is why, again, we do home blessings, especially during Christmas time. Because we say, this house is Christ's. Christ does not just rescue us and leave us on our own, but he sends us back into the world. After Lazarus' resurrection, he says to the people around, unbind him and let him go free. He does this because he wants to show that Lazarus, who has been raised from the dead, is now living proof that death has no authority anymore. Death is going to be very soon, with his resurrection as well, destroyed. And this is our mission today, dear faithful. Our mission, every baptized Christian's mission, is to show that we were once in enemy territory and now have come into Angeragan, ally territory, we'll say, into Christ's territory. Because death has no power anymore, and we return with life. But Satan will constantly try to whisper in our ears to trick us. He will say, nothing has changed. You're the same as before. Or he will say, you won't change. There's nothing you can do. You can't get away from this. It's just who you are. But we are called constantly to wage war against him. And he will tempt us. He will tempt us with despair, with bitterness, and spiritual sleep. But every time we confess, we wage war against him. Every time we bless our homes, we wage war against him. Every time we forgive, we fast, we pray, and we teach our young ones our faith, we wage war against him. Christian life is lived between two invaded places, between the tomb and the waters. And these are reminders to us that if we repent, if we truly change who we are and become more Christ-like, we become Christ's. Every time that we remember our baptism, we remember the transformation we went through. And many of us were baptized at a very young age and don't remember it. That means you have been completely changed from the beginning. Satan no longer owns any of that. He no longer owns these places, and he no longer owns you. You have been called out of the tomb. You have crossed over through the water to the promised land. And today you will take home a piece of that conquered territory to your homes, remembering that we are not spectators in this war. We are evidence of the victory in that war. St. John Chrysostom of the 4th century puts it perfectly. He says, let us show our baptism by the way we live. This is how we are to live. This is what we are called to do. This is our mission in this life. Amen.